Well, do they not bow in the valleys of summer, or have you grown so indolent your legs do not bend properly? No, 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 no. You genuflect at the door. No, try again. Go back to the doors. Open them up so that the lobby can see you pay proper respect to the royal seat. Yes, now you bow. Lower. Yes, there you go. You do know how. Now turn and close the doors. Good. No. Now you bow again. Yes, again. If you don't bow now that the doors are closed, I shall take the worst offense. A winter princess is not disrespected in her home. Stride halfway towards me. Don't be so casual. You are presenting yourself to the court of wind and frost. There. Stop and bow. Oh, for heaven's sakes, get up off the floor. God, you're clumsy. Is that saber just for show, or are you intentionally making a fool of me? I would hardly expect a fencer to be defeated by a staircase. All right. What do you have for me? No. No. Put that away. I don't want to see your family tree. I know exactly who you are. Stars above, I've probably seen your pedigree 100 times in preparation. You're a middling Earl of Sunshine and Cornfields, unlikely to ever be King of Summer. I know everything about you, or at least I thought I did. You seem to have outraced tales of your buffoonery. And I haven't yet decided if I ought to hire your portrait artist or have them dragged behind horses and beheaded. How she managed to imbue you with a noble bearing is beyond me. Whatever am I supposed to do with you? Hardly matters. I didn't summon you for your portrait. Summerlanders are not my type, and even when they were, I have more pressing concerns. I'm to be queen of winter, and I must take an interseasonal consort. Someone who can give rallying speeches to the despairing soldier, who brings the sheaf of grain to warm the peasant's heart. Someone who can smell danger in court, disarming diplomats and charming assassins. Is that at all like you, with two left boots and a tongue in a knot? Whatever am I to do? Whatever am I to do? My mother wants me to be matched to the Prince of the Hottest Sun, or Duke of the Budding Fruit, or your second cousin, the Earl of the Shortest Night and Fireflies. The Queen even showed me the Duchess of the First Harvest, as if gender was the problem. You were at the very, very, very bottom of the pile. Earl Unlikely, she called you. She threw your letter into the fireplace unopened, and I wanted so badly for her to be wrong about somebody for once in my life. Come on, this is your shot. Warm up my empty hall, one of those famous songs of summer. Give me your rhetoric. Boast. Summerlander, speak. Speak or leave. Speak if you're worthy of anything or more than an empty tunic. Why won't you speak? Are you choking? No, you cannot speak. Are you mute? Oh, shiver my bones. That's it, isn't it? I had not meant that. I am profoundly sorry. I have crossed a line of cruelty not befitting a lady of station, and I beg your forgiveness. I did not know. It did not occur to me as a possibility. By the four seasons, I have been such a fool, or else I have been fooled. And in turn, I have dangled something before you that cannot be. Please, all the hospitality of my mountain is yours. I sit at the right hand of my mother, and you shall sit at my right hand and stay as long as you wish. Poor repayment, I know. It's all that's in my power, really. But I've made you stand too long already. They would have brought you straight from the gatehouse to me. I expect you are weary. Please, I'll sit beside you on the foot of the throne. I see no harm in it. Come now. After all, it's only the two of us. And I have already been quite stringent with you. Honestly, I was expecting all the bowing and scraping to trip you up, although not literally. I know it's not a custom in your land. I had intended to insult you slightly to test you. It's practically a tradition at the court of Wind and Frost. I was raised to be very cruel, actually, like the Queen of Winter is supposed to be. Now, I'm not trying to make excuses. I just mean to say I know the difference between cruelty, which is just and worthy, and cruelty, which is petty and careless. I am trying, desperately, to find a way to be a good queen and also myself. And I despair. Would you come to my aid in war or famine? After I treated you so. I don't ask seriously, of course not. Whatever am I to do with myself? You're shaking. Are you trying not to laugh at me? It's quite all right. I think I would be happier if I could laugh at myself. Perhaps you can teach me? No, I know this. You're shivering. We Winterlanders just use it as an expression to describe a certain feeling. But that's the real thing. Are you cold? Oh, stars, of course you are. Take my mantle. No, of course, silly. I said you are to have all my hospitality. I do not make idle promises, and I would be ashamed to forget a promise so quickly. You poor, hot-blooded dandy. It clasps in the front, just so. We'll wrap the cape around you. Is that better? The trim is snow leopard fur. Soft, isn't it? I decided long ago it's the very best part of being a princess. Really, everyone should get a big, impressive mantle. Have you ever seen a snow leopard before? I didn't think so. They're about yay big, monstrous cats. The mantle was a tribute given to us by the Baron of Lonely Hunters. That's the original silver clasp right there. They maintain the velvet and fur as a wedding gift to each queen, but really it's quite old. You might actually be the first Summerlander to ever wear it. No, leave it. I like it on you. The cold never bothered me anyway, and it makes you look much more impressive. Sorry, I shouldn't have touched you without asking. Idle hands and soft surfaces, you know. I don't know if you're still thinking about it, but I was being intentionally cruel when I said you lacked noble bearing. It's particular to you, but it's there. Would you be terribly offended if I said that you were a good listener? You look at me and I feel warm. That's not normally the word I would use, but I think it's appropriate. Maybe it's not going to be as bad as I thought. My mother is going to use you to embarrass me before the ennobled, and then pick out a concert for me, and I'll say yes because I've proved that I'm not up to picking one for myself. So what? The world will not stop turning to notice my temporary shame. And I won't be ashamed of you in my heart. Why should I? If you can stomach a white lie, let us say that your gallant letter won you your invitation to court. My mother dare not insult the rhetoric of a summer lord in his presence, nor can she admit that she did not read it. How then will she embarrass me? Oh, please not, even if it wasn't. Oh, thank you. Oh, dear, ignore that. Scheming always makes me giddy. I think we're going to be very good friends. Don't you think? I bet keeping secrets just comes naturally to you. People telling you all sorts of things. Everybody always wanting to blurt out gossip. But I bet you avoid that. Temptation perfectly. And I can relax around you. We're not of equal station, but well, I don't serve you, and you don't serve me. Just a host and a guest, not some groveling vassal. A very welcome guest, I might add. Not that I would part you with my mantle, but it did counterbalance the jewels on my dress. These sapphires are so heavy as pulling my dress this way and that. See how tight it's stretched across my bust? I think I could fix that. Just let me do a button or two. That's a little better, don't you think? Do you see the straps on the back of my corset? See? Now it's not agreeing at all with my dress. Well, this is a crossroads. We could cinch them down, get my corset nice and tight. That might be a very appealing way to do up my dress. Or we could do away with it altogether and really breathe easy. I'll let you decide, my guest. That's so much better, isn't it? I always thought I looked much more beautiful when I wasn't so confined. Don't you agree? Can I hold your hand? It's a sign of friendship by my customs. I hope it doesn't make you uncomfortable. I understand in some lands it's considered quite lewd. And the last thing I want for you to do is to feel uncomfortable. In fact, is there anything that I can do to make you feel more comfortable? I bet this stone floor feels quite cold to you. Perhaps I should join you in that cape. It looks large enough for both of us if we sit close together. Oh my, you do run warm, don't you? It's positively hot in here. I should take you to the springs once I'm done with you. Oh, nothing. You know what else I love? Soft clothes. All those rings and buckles do nothing for me. Give me a silk and furs any day. Your cotton is nice. Cotton? But have you ever felt a nice silk undershirt? Go on, feel mine. Isn't it lovely? I've heard the stories of summerlanders who would die for love. who would in a fit of passion be capable of anything. Is it the heat that makes them crazy? Or is it in your blood? Can you show me? Oh my. Yes. I can think of other ways to keep warm, my lord. Just, I'm a maiden, and I don't want to be anymore. I want you. I want you to look me in the eye and hold me and fuck me. Stars, you are beautiful. Take it off. Take it all off. No, not here. Fuck me on the throne. Whoa, you're strong. You want me like this? Is this good? Oh. Take my little snow pussy. I want you to pound me like I'm a queen, like you're a king. Ooh. Ooh. Your fingers are nice. Yeah, rub me like that, right there. Oh, make me sopping wet for you. Oh, stars, is that one finger? I don't usually go that deep. That's new. Yeah, lick my nipples. Oh, my lord, you do know how to treat a lady. Do you like my breasts? Do you like being the only man to ever see them? Grope me. Make me yours. Put it in me. Put your dick inside me. It's so big. Oh, fuck me, but I didn't know it was gonna feel like that. Oh my, the pressure. I feel it pressing me everywhere. Oh God. Holy shit. Are you all the way in? Oh God. Oh God, here we go again. I like it. Just keep playing with my nipples. Kiss me like you mean it. When you grind against me. Oh, yes. Like that. Rub against my clit. I want you to fuck me like that. Pull my hair. Bite my neck. Ah! Oh, show me no mercy. God, I love it. Yes, ravish me. Oh, naughty. You think you could just smack my ass? You think you could just get away with that, my lord? Do you not know who I am? Yes, come in my pussy. I want you to defile me, ruin me, split me wide with your cock. Keep going. Keep going, 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 keep going. Yes. Yes. Oh. Shiver my bones. What have we done? There's blood and cum all over me. All over the throne. I told you it was my first time. What am I to do with you, my lord? The house servants are all going to know what you did, which means everybody will, and I've already invited you to stay as long as you like. That's a promise. I'm sure we'll figure it out. I have to hold court now. There's a line of petty nobles at the door who've probably heard all sorts of things by now. Let them stare at the mess you've made. I'll get dressed. You should go through that door over there. That leads to my chambers. I'll see you at dinner, my guest.